daughter. Yeah. Hand clap of praise tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 21, 18 through 22. When will it end? If you are a child of God, if you are sincere, not with your religion, the practice of something, but your Christianity, your lifestyle, who and whom you belong to.
Come on now.
If that's you, I know one thing about you. That is some folk that is talking about you. Some folk that is lying on you. And some folk that is all up in your business. Trying to figure you out. Because the truth of the matter, in the natural, you're not supposed to be where you are. Because if I look at you, and I guess at your education, and your income, you can't afford that house. You can't afford that car. You can't afford that lifestyle. But when you look in the natural, that's not you. Because you are a supernatural being. And so God has called you out of the world, said to you, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed. In other words, he says, the battlefield shifts to your mind. If you can change it in here, I'll manifest it for you. You gotta walk this thing out by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the proof, the evidence of things not seen. If you can see it, it doesn't require faith. If you're going through hell tonight and you can see your way out, you're in the right place for God to move in your life. If you can't see it tonight, you need to understand when you can't, he can't. Not only can he see it, but he says, I'm glad you can't see it, because here come amazing grace. In the midst of going through something, how sweet it sounds. It saved a wretch like me. God will grab you, place your feet on solid ground. And when God places your feet on solid ground, it will leave other people wondering, how did you get here? How did you get here? Do you know Ricky Green?
All right, man.
Isn't that the same one that got caught up in so-and-so, so-and-so?
All right, man.
Is that the same one that said such and such and did such and such?
All right.
And God is saying, yeah, I allowed you to see their mess so I can show you a miracle. What you going through tonight, you're calling it a mess. If you just change your tune and call it a place of miracle, God will show up in it. Situation. When it gets really tough, and you're a child of God, just sit on that. See, because when you figure it out, what you discover is that you don't know. When I discover I don't know, then I can wait upon the Lord, knowing He'll renew my strength. It's in me already. He got to charge it. He got to light my fire. See, when the atmosphere like this is set, it's a revival in the atmosphere, not for the lost, but for the saved. I thank God when folk come to church and they join the church and they're saved. But every now and then, the church folk, somebody need to light their fire. See, when the atmosphere is set, somebody needs to tell you that you've been in the church a long time, but you need to grab the fire again. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost fire. You remember when you first walked in the church and you joined the church and you were on fire, you came in, sit down, and now something just so he can show you once again what it feels like, what the Holy Ghost power feels like. And it makes you, in the midst of going through something. He'll send you through something. And he'll show you failure to get you on your feet. Peter, Jesus said to Peter, he says, Peter, lovest thou me? He says, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
See, Peter had denied him 3 times.
Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Three.
Wasn't Peter the one that walked on water?
Yes.
Wasn't Peter the one that was all saved, sanctified?
Yes,
right there with Jesus.
That's right.
Now, if Peter denied Christ,
all right,
you think you won't fall short?
Come on. That's right now.
Help somebody. Help somebody. Help somebody.
But that's irrelevant.
All right, now.
That's irrelevant.
All right.
Peter, lovest thou me more than thee? Yes, Lord. Ask him again. Yes, Lord. Ask him a third time. He said, go feed my lamb.
All right.
In other words, he denied him 3 times. He asked him 3 times, do you love me? He gave him 4 restorations. When you're going through something and you fall short, you need to know that if you will call upon his name, turn from your wicked ways, he'll restore your situation. He'll restore whatever it is that you're going through. And so here's Peter.
Yes, Lord.
Peter finds himself saying, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I love you.
Yes, Lord.
And he says to Peter, follow me.
Yes.
When he says to Peter, follow me, he says, Peter, when you were young, you were strong, bad, do whatever you want to do. He said, there was nothing that you can't do.
All right.
But when you get older, he says, somebody going to do it to you.
Have mercy.
In the natural, it seems like what he's saying to Peter is that when you were young, you had physical strength. And now that you're getting older, I'm going to allow somebody to do it to you. Has nothing to do with physical strength. He says, when you were young, when you were a babe in Christ, he said, you were so ignorant, you did whatever you wanted to do. But now that you're old, now that you're mature, he says, you're going to submit to me and allow me to have my way with you. All I need you to do is follow me.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But what about BJ?
Oh, yes.
That has nothing to do with you, Peter.
All right, now.
But what about this one? Mm. And he paints the picture of John and said, he doesn't call his name. Now, you're reading the book of John, so when they were writing the Bible, it was impolite to use your name when you're writing about yourself.
All right.
We call it ego today.
Yes.
So we'll just put our name there 5 times. In the Bible, John is writing.
Yes.
So John says, he or whom that you love.
Yes.
Referring to himself.
Yes.
Peter talks about, now here is John. He's always acting like he loves you, and he has his little head in your shoulder, and he just acts like he loves you. And Peter says, what about him? And Jesus says, if I allow him to tarry until I come again, what is that to thee?
All right.
That's not your business. Listen to me. You have to realize that where you are strategically placed. You are placed there because that's your duty station. When you're in the military and you are assigned to a duty station, somebody got to relieve you before you leave the duty station. Where you are, you are in spiritual warfare protecting somebody right there. So God is saying your ministry is a duty station. Don't you leave. Don't worry about what's going on. You take care of your territory. Peter was worried about John and Jesus was worried about Peter. See, Peter just fell, just been restored, and there you go again. Peter, remind me of me and you. Been there, done that, and hear my crazy self go again. Back at the same thing that God just rescued me from.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me draw your attention to something, because I want to deal with something tonight. I want you to go to verse number 22. You see verse number 22? Read verse number 22, please.
Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?
In other words, he says, that's none of your business. None of your business. Watch this. You're wondering, when will it end? When will this thing stop? The answer is tied up in when. W-H-E-N. When. The W in when is when God's will is manifest. You want to know when you're going to get out of the storm? When God's will is manifest. Notice I didn't say anything about you. God ain't thinking about you going through the storm. You're doing it for him because you said that you belong to him. And you say, Lord, have your way. And he says, okay, a storm named finances is coming your way. Can I still have you? A storm named cancer is coming your way. Can I still have you? Lord, I'm crazy enough to surrender to you because I want your will to be manifest. When God's will is manifest, in verse number 22, he says, what do you have to do with that? In other words, you are in the storm, but it's not about you. It's about God's will. I'm talking to somebody who's going through something tonight. I'm sorry to bust your ego, your bubble, but it ain't even about you. And you all wrapped up, oh, I feel you did this. Ain't nobody do nothing to you. Can't nobody do nothing to you. Move your ego and let his will be manifested in your life. Watch this. Look at verse number 23. Read verse number 23.
Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die.
There was a saying. Somebody's talking. So we go from point number one, will, to number two, the H, which is hurt. Watch this. If you get nothing else, get this. When the hurt stop, when they talk about you, but what they say don't hurt anymore, that's how you make the storm stop. I know what you say, but you don't pay my bills. I know what you think, but you don't take care of me. So whatever you saying to me, it really doesn't matter. When the hurt stop, when somebody can no longer offend you, now you in the driver's seat. As long as I can offend you, I got you. As long as I can offend you, you're distracted. I don't give a you know what somebody think about me. Been there, done that. That's what you think? I don't care. What you think about me doesn't change what God knows about me. He knows my ups. He knows my downs. He knows my weakness, my shortcomings. In spite of it all, for God so loved the world, he still gave his only begotten Son. And you sitting there worried about what somebody think about you. I don't care what you think. I just care what God thinks. He says I was created to be the head and not the tail. He said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said that. He said that I put a hedge of protection around you. That's what he said. That's what I'm concerned about. In the midst of going through something, and you say you'll walk out, but he said, I never leave you, never forsake you. Walk out if you want to, but God is still right by my side. You can leave me if you want to, but he still will supply. All of my needs. When will it end?
Yes, Lord.
When God's will is manifested. Number two, when the hurt stop. Predicated on what they say. Number three, read verse number 24, please. Verse number 24, go ahead.
This is the disciple which testified these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true.
Read it again.
This is the disciple which testifieth.
Which testify. Keep reading.
Of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony
is true. His testimony. He goes from testify to testimony.
That's right.
The E in when is empty hand. Empty hand. In other words, the storm is going to end when you recognize all the hell you've been through is not going to leave you empty-handed. Because now you got a testimony. There was a purpose in it. There was a plan for it. When I was going through something, I couldn't see it, but God is saying, you're not going to leave this thing empty-handed. I'm going to put something in there if it's nothing but favor. And his favor is out there. His favor can do what silver and gold cannot do. When you come through the storm, you need to know you're coming through with your stuff. You're not going to come through empty-handed. Look at verse number 25, please. Read verse number 25 quickly.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Amen. Show more hands. Okay, listen, you got to get this, because this thing bothered me. And there are also many other things.
Yes.
In other words, everything is not in the Bible.
That's right. That's right.
Remember that. I said it's in the Bible. That's why I want to show it to you.
That's right.
He says many other things which Jesus did.
That's right.
The which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Just in case you don't believe it, he says, I'll testify to myself. I'll amen.
Amen.
I don't need you to say it. I said it. Amen. Now, this is what he's getting at for you and I today. The end and when is that when you get to a point where you can bless the naysayers, the storm stops. Not what you did to me. I'm not going to bless you. The blessings are not for you. I'm trying to light my load. I really don't care much about you. So when you bless someone, only God can bless them. In order for them to receive the blessings, they have to come under the submission of God. For them to come under the submission of God, the Holy Spirit must then convict, and it brings them back to you, and they got to say, I'm sorry. You thought if you blessed somebody, they were going to get something. They're not going to get anything but to ask you for forgiveness.
Amen.
He's working it out for you. For you. He knows what you're going to do. But he puts you in a strategic place and says, every little step you take, I'm going to order. Even when you go downtown and it's raining and you have no business being down there and you're lost, he says, I still ordered your step. Because I'm omniscient and omnipresent. I know everything and I'm every place, and I still got a hedge of protection around me. That's the God that we serve. When will it end? When we understand his will. When it don't hurt anymore. When I understand I'm not coming through empty-handed. And when I can bless my naysayers. Because I understand my naysayers didn't stop me. They put me in a position to be blessed. What I understand is that God needs some crazy folk in my life so he can lift me up. Because the Bible declares that he'll take your enemies and make them your footstool. I need a dumb somebody to get under my feet and lift me just a little higher. The more they talk, the more they'll get my stuff. Talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, So he's says, if you're going through something and you want it to end, he says, turn it over to me.
That's right.
See, for you to get closer to God, you got to get further from yourself. Because everything about us is contrary to God. Because the Bible declares that God is the Spirit, and they, you and I, that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. What he's saying to us is you got to step out of your body and you got to step into the Spirit. When you step into the Spirit, I don't care if snot is running out my nose. I don't care if you don't like what I got on. I don't care. I got something I need my daddy to do. I don't care what you think. I came for a blessing. I ain't come for your opinion. So he begins to move us.
Hallelujah.
Deeper and deeper.
Hallelujah.
And like Peter, who denied him. And like Peter, who now says, well, what about John?
Right.
He says, what's it to you? What is it to you? If he tarry till I come, what's it to you? Listen to me in closing. God knows where you are.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All right.
You got to get it. God knows where you are. The blessings that you've been asking God for in your little 30, 40, 50, 60 years of living. I need for you to understand a gazillion years ago, he knew it. If you think you excited about receiving the blessing, I wonder how excited Daddy is about releasing. No, don't do that. Do this. Please get in place because I want to bless you. I want to empower you. That's what blessing means. It means to empower you, to give you the strength to do something. Not just money. Who cares about money?
Right.
Oh Lord, send me some money. And God send you money.
And
then your health go bad. And he says, take that money and get rid of cancer. Can't do it. Take that money and get rid of AIDS. You can't do it. But now take my favor.
Hallelujah.
And it can cancel out everything. So he says, I'll favor you.
Yes.
I'll favor you.
Yes.
I know who you are. I know everything about you. But I still favor you. Why, God, I don't deserve it all, Jesus. Shut up. Shut up.
Help somebody.
But I gotta get right. Shut up. You can.
Come on.
So he says, come as you are.
That's right.
God, do you know me?
Oh, yes.
Me? You want me to come as I am?
Yes.
No. You really don't know me, God. Yes, I do. I created you.
That's right.
But what about the stuff I got going on in my life? That didn't control me. I knew that about you.
All right.
You hiding it from everybody else. But I see it. He says, would you come? As you are. Jacked up, messed up, everything. But would you come? As you are. See, I'm gracing you with the blood to run warm through your veins. Would you come? I know you got some stuff inside of you. But I'll take your blood and I give you the blood of the Lamb. You can come as you are. Place tonight, I want to speak to somebody here who needs to come as you are. You've been looking for a perfect moment. This is it. Just come as you are. If you're here tonight and you don't have a church home, not sure about your salvation, just come. you are. All of your habits. He says, bring them. He says, if you cast all of your cares upon me, for I care about you. Caring means I love you. Not a filial love.
Come on.
He says it's an agape love.
Yeah.
It's an unconditional love.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're having a good day or a bad day, I still love you.
Yeah.
It's not predicated on you doing this, being there, distance aside. He says, I don't care anything about that. Come as you are, and I'm going to grace you and I'm going to favor you when you come.
Yes, yes.
When will it end? When you submit to it. With everyone tonight, he wants to show you the glory. He wants to show you the power. He wants to show it to you tonight. He says, just come. Just come. Just come. You want to see God show up and show out in your life?
All right, man.
Surrender to him. With everyone tonight, not sure about your salvation, not sure about your relationship with God. If that's you, we invite you to come. Have you been blessed tonight? Have you been blessed tonight? Amen. You may be seated.